Let's welcome Pat Pagano back with lots and lots of questions. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning. And you may have lots of questions, but probably only have one answer.
All right. Now, I'm looking at the radar, and there's what appears to be a thin line of heavy rain. Is that just going to quickly move through the area, or is more rain going to develop with that?
No, that will move quickly through the area. That is accompanied by some thunder and lightning, some gusty winds, and heavy rain that could easily drop a half an inch in less than a half hour.
Okay.
And that will be moving up across our region, I would say, in the next hour and a half. So that's right during your morning commute. Be prepared for that. That's just one line. And then as we go through the day, this conveyor belt of tropical moisture will continue. So this one moves through. You'll probably get a little sun, which is self-destructive. It will just serve to make the atmosphere that much more unstable. And showers and thunderstorms will continue to pop up, die out, pop up, die out. Everything moving quickly from south to north. When you see the breaks in the clouds, look up and just look at those clouds. They are moving by very, very quickly. So 80 today, 70 tonight. This is all with showers and thunderstorms. For tomorrow, some sun, humid, maybe 85, depending upon how much sun we get, and still showers and thunderstorms. Friday, slightly different. It's hazy, hot, and humid, but thunderstorms fire up in the afternoon and evening, and they could be severe on Friday with another front. We're hoping that front goes by, so any showers or thunderstorms that may be left over Saturday morning will end. It'll turn partly cloudy in the upper 80s. I'm not convinced that during the afternoon there'll be a 10 to 20% chance of a isolated shower without the storm Saturday, but Sunday looks to be the rain-free day with sunny skies, lower humidity in the 80s. If you have to plan any outdoor activities, definitely take Sunday over Saturday.
Sunday over Saturday.
Yep.
All right. So now, with that being said, how was your vacation?
Vacation was great. The first 4 days was absolutely beautiful in Maine. Just gorgeous, not a cloud in the sky. Then it got bad starting on Sunday. A lot of wind, a lot of rain, very, very damp, raw, coming off the ocean. And of course, Monday wasn't too great either, although there was some sunshine and it wasn't as rainy on Monday. So that was good. Got to see American in Paris. Which was really, really done very, very well up there. Staging and everything was real nice. Only thing that bothered me, I know you're going to laugh at this, but the man that was sitting next to me was a very large man. So his legs could not be right in front of his seat.
Okay.
Because of the way they had the seats, he had to have his legs out. And he was so large that his shoulders and his arms also hung over into my seat. So I was kind of uncomfortable. And what I didn't understand is his wife was next to him and there was a seat next to her that was not taken. And I'm wondering, I'm saying to myself, well, they put their jackets on there. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, if the two of them could just move over one seat, I could enjoy this play. So at intermission, he got up and left, and so did she. And then he came back, and he moved over one. And I said, Lord, thank you. She came in from the other side and told him to move back over. So I wound up sitting for a little over 2 hours with my hands basically on my lap, my shoulders crunched, and not being able to move my legs. So that was uncomfortable, but the show was really great. And aside from that, the antiques were just very pretty. The food was great. Lobster, you can't beat lobster in Maine. I just want to tell you that, Marshall. Absolutely out of this world. And a nice time was had by all. And the traffic wasn't too bad, but coming back, hitting the downpours, the tropical downpours, was slowing me up considerably. And of course, I was on the Merritt. I was thinking of you. This was coming home on the Merritt Parkway. And all of a sudden, you know, my GPS tells me, stop and go traffic 2 miles ahead. I'm saying, oh, great. And of course, it was more stop than go. And there were signs all the way leading up to this saying construction, construction, construction. When we get just before the construction eases, we see a sign, an orange sign that says mowing. And Gary's in the car with me, and he looks over and he goes, did that say what I thought it said? I said, yeah, it did. He said, are you going to tell me that holding up all this traffic because they're mowing the grass? I said, Gary, I don't know. It's Connecticut. Let's see what the story is. Sure, we got up there, and there was a little truck with the thing on, and they were mowing the grass.
Here you go. That's they Connecticut.
Tied everybody up. They tied everybody up for over a half hour. Half hour just to get through that because they're mowing the grass. So my question to you is, well, they certainly can't do it at night. And I guess they can't do it on the weekend.
They can do it early in the morning like golf courses. They could do it between 5 and 6 in the morning.
But isn't that, that's rush hour.
That's not rush hour. That's not rush hour.
You don't think so? Well, okay. Well, then that's when they should do it. So what's your connections? Could you please place a call so we don't run into this again?
I have no connections that can do that. But I do have something to tell you.
Yes.
Rent the movie, the brand new movie that features The Rock in it, Johnson, Dwayne Johnson.
Skyscraper?
No. It's about a big gorilla.
Rampage.
Pat, you'll enjoy it.
I've been wanting to see that. Thank you. I will see that. And I also have to tell you that, Mamma Mia, here we go again. Very big disappointment. Yeah. I love Cher. Yeah. She comes in at the end. Absolutely love her. You know, she's my favorite. She sings good. She looks great. Love her. Aside from that, choreography leaves something to be desired. It's lip syncing the whole way. It's tacky. There's no storyline. I would call it lame as well. And it's very upsetting to see how those actors and actresses have aged.
All right. Well, you'll enjoy Rampage. It's predictable, but it's fun entertainment.
Okay. I am going to make sure that I see that. Thank you for that.
All right. And it's great to have you back.
Well, great to be back. And be safe out there because you could have flooding all over the place. So be careful.
All right, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, Marshall.
Take care.